The Electoral Commission has indicated its readiness for tomorrow's polls. Briefing the media, the chairman of the commission, Dr. Kwaja Ferejan, said all logistics for the elections have arrived at the various constituencies. He said upon extensive deliberation with the political parties, arrangements have been made for a smooth and transparent exercise. Key among this is the importance of verification of each voter before casting his or her ballot.
All the material that we need to conduct the elections are already in the districts and constituencies of the country. So we are ready to conduct the election on Friday. From the early voting or special voting, we can now say that we have a very robust machine that can do the job. So we are confident that even our largest polling stations, which go up to 1,100, and there are only about 2,000 of such polling stations out of the 26,000 polling stations we have. So we know that people can be processed. Now it's become a sing-song on the street. Envy, envy. No verification, no voting. And by verification, we mean that everybody will have to be verified biometrically, except those voters who fall into two categories. We know that some of our brothers and sisters have no hands at all, so you cannot. But they are Ghanaians and they are entitled to vote. We also know from experience in the field that there were people who had fingers, but we could not capture the fingerprints. These two categories of people are known to the verification machine. So when their pictures appear on the machine, you will see FO alongside the picture. FO means face only. In other words, you are not going to ask when you see the picture, the FO alongside somebody's picture. You don't ask for fingerprints. Let me also say that people who lose their ID cards can still go to the polling stations to vote. You see, when we scan the person's number, the person's picture will appear on the machine. So we can tell that it's you. Of course, you are subject to verification by the machine.
He said distribution of election materials will, however, be done on the day of election to forestall any manipulation of the process.
Our election law has built into it automatic extension of the voting time. So people don't need permission at the polling station to extend the voting time. That is why we should not go and beat up people if they are a bit late in starting the poll. Our rule is that all the distribution to the 26,000 polling stations takes place in the morning of the poll. So in the morning of the poll, we are touching 26,000 points. It is possible, you know, vehicular breakdown or something, that some stations may not be able to start on time. If they don't, once again, it's not a mathematical game. They say, oh, they got here at 7:30. So are you going to add 1.5 hours beyond 5 o'clock? No, it doesn't work, you know, in that mathematical way. At 5 o'clock, everybody in the queue to be taken care of before polling stops.
Dr. Ferejan stressed the need for parties to field credible party agents so the results put out would be accepted by all.
We place a lot of emphasis on the importance of agents. So as you go around, see whether the agents are there and see whether they are doing their work properly. First of all, the concern has been expressed that sometimes you go, the presiding officer says, you agents go and sit under that tree. If you are a knowledgeable agent, you will tell the presiding officer, I will not go. Because the agent is supposed to be free to move about within the polling station. And sometimes we like mathematical measurements. Sometimes they say, how far away should we be from this? It's not a question of measurement. If it's something that we want to hear, you must be close enough to hear. If it's something that we want to see, you must be close enough to be able to see it. So we are not going to say, be 5 yards or 5 meters away from the table. No. The only thing that we require is that you don't go and breathe over the election official, or you don't move about in such a way that you interrupt.
That was the chairman of the Electoral Commission, Dr. Kwaja Ferejan.